It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today is our school district update, and joining me, I have Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary. Been going at it now for almost a month. Got almost a month of school under our belts, which means we probably have a parent-teacher conference coming up very soon. We'll talk about that and just talk about getting back into the groove there at Creekview Elementary. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's always great to be here.
So let's talk about, you're about a month in right now, roughly, give or take.
Yeah, midterm's Friday.
Getting close. And how are things going so far this school year?
It's off to a good start. It's busy, but that's what we live for. The summer gets kind of boring, and
it's always good when the kids come back.
Yeah,
right?
It is great when the kids come back, and we've had a good start. The kids seem excited to be there, and it's been great to have them back. So
now, was Creekview one of the schools in the district that did a summer school program this year?
We did. So.
And did you have a lot of turnout for that as well?
We had about 50 registered. It wasn't as big as the first time 2 years ago, mm-hmm. but it was still a good turnout and had a lot of kids who benefited from that.
And I was going to say, are you still seeing that progress over the summer when they come back, the ones that went in?
So we see, I don't know, progress is a tough word, but what we see is not as much of the summer slide that they seem to at least maintain so we can keep moving forward once we get into the school year. And so that's great for those kids who need a little extra help to not fall back and have to do it all over again.
Most definitely. Now, you said you guys have a theme for the school year this year.
So, yeah, we've been teaching the kids a lot and talking to them a lot about dreaming big. And we want them to know that really shoot for the stars. And sometimes our dreams change, but we should always be dreaming.
And always keep that mindset and always keep that going.
Yeah, so we had an awesome first opening assembly. We had all the teachers come dressed as what they remember wanting to be when they were these kids' age. And talked to them about how that changed as they went through life, but that they were dreaming all the time about big things. And some of them were not to be a teacher, but
I was going to say, how many of them came dressed as a teacher?
A few, actually. But, I shared with them, when I was young, I wanted to be a brain surgeon, but realized that blood and I don't get along. And so I needed to find a new path. But the whole time I was working hard to achieve something, and that's what we wanted them to understand.
Just that one little hang-up that kept you from being a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
That one little thing. So are you implementing any new programs? I know, some of the schools are talking about new attendance programs, and some of them are talking about, new citizenship programs and things like that. Are you just going to keep steady with what you've got going there,
yeah,
or did you add anything new?
We didn't add anything new. We've made a few little tweaks to things that we're doing, trying to always to get better, but we're still focusing on reading, and we're still focusing on trying to make sure every student has a connection with some adult in the building. And so we do a lot of things where we teach them about us and we learn about them and try to help them to see that we do have things in common and that they have someone to turn to anytime there's a rough thing. So we're always working on those two things and just tweaking them to get better.
And when do you give out your first set of Wolfpack awards?
So we've actually changed it.
Okay.
It's been a little hard to be as consistent as we would like with that, and so we've tweaked that a little bit and are doing some monthly drawings in the classrooms and things, so we're still recognizing behavior, but we've decided not to do the alpha because it was just too inconsistent. So we have some work to do before we can bring it back.
Okay. And then do you have any new faculty or anything at Creekview this year?
I actually don't have any new teachers, which is really great
to bring them
all back. All 18 stayed. We do have some new aides and things. That's always happening. But we don't have any new teachers this year, which is a relief for me.
I was going to say, it's almost unheard of, it sounds like, I would think, is to not have any kind of turnover where you lost one and gained a different one. So that's great.
Have two that are in their first 3 years, yeah, which takes a lot of load off for me and helps us to just move forward and not be reteaching.
Okay. And with, as you said, midterms are right around the corner. That means we must be having a parent-teacher conference right around the corner as well. When's that coming up?
So we have parent-teacher conference next Tuesday and Wednesday evening. So the parents should be seeing a sign up to coming out actually later today, where they can pick their own time, and So we look forward to seeing all of the parents of our students next week. And that's always an important thing to for them to understand where their student is and what we can do to help them together.
Most definitely. Once again, we've been speaking with Principal Keith Palmer from Creekview Elementary as our school district update this week on Castle Country Focus. Principal Palmer, thank you so much for taking out the time and coming in to talk to us. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.